Today is Labor Day, which means that summer and summer vacations are coming to an end. It also means that in New Hampshire, the attention of voters turns more sharply to the flood of presidential candidates arriving in the Granite State this fall. Joining us this morning to look ahead to the campaign is Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle, who will be joining us each week on Morning Edition to provide analysis of the presidential race. Good morning, James, and welcome back to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start here. The new poll among Granite State Democrats, which shows Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a 9-point lead now over Hillary Clinton, 41% to 32%. Vice President Joe Biden, not a candidate yet, at 16%. What do we make of this? Is Clinton in trouble in New Hampshire?
I think she is. You know, New Hampshire's been Clinton country ever since her husband in 1992 declared himself the comeback kid, based on his performance in the New Hampshire primary then. But this is the third straight poll that has shown Bernie Sanders ahead of Clinton in New Hampshire. And, you know, over the weekend, Hillary Clinton tried to give herself a bit of a boost, kind of a bit of a reset in the Granite State. She received the endorsement of U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, which is probably the biggest Democratic endorsement to have in New Hampshire. She's trying to get going on again. But yeah, her firewall has changed. Before it was, whatever happens in Iowa, but I at least have New Hampshire. And now it's, well, I'm not so strong in New Hampshire, but at least I have the South. But she's trying to reclaim New Hampshire again.
What do the poll numbers tell you? Is it more about Clinton's troubles or Sanders' message?
This is really about Hillary Clinton right now. Bernie Sanders is both the default alternative. If you don't like Hillary Clinton, you're with him, or he's your protest candidate to try to make a comment about the Democratic Party at large and not just about Hillary Clinton. There is, of course, people who do support Bernie Sanders, period. But right now, when you go to his rallies, when you're on the ground with him, it's more of a party. It's more of a protest versus when people go see Hillary Clinton, they think they're going to see the next president of the United States. But inside these poll numbers, yes, there are significant problems for Hillary Clinton. You know, Joe Biden is much more liked than Hillary Clinton. He does better in the general election contests in Iowa and New Hampshire, which, despite where they're at in the nomination calendar, they are also one of the two of the swing states that are really important to grab in the general election. And Hillary Clinton has seen her favorability decline and her trustworthy numbers decline because primarily of this email scandal.
What's the Shaheen endorsement mean for Clinton?
Jeanne Shaheen has demonstrated in the past that she can lead a comeback in New Hampshire. You know, John Kerry was down in the polls in the fall of 2003. She signed on to his campaign, and he immediately began to raise more money, get more momentum, do better in the polls, and of course then become the nominee. That's what Jeanne Shaheen can do.
All right, Bernie Sanders, the closest thing New Hampshire has right now to a favorite son candidate, as he's from next door in Vermont. Does the buzz keep going, or does he flame out as time goes on and we get closer to the primary early next year in New Hampshire?
Well, let's accept the premise when you talk to top Bernie Sanders strategists that they're on course, and then we can ask questions about where we're going on in the future. They tell the narrative of this campaign is the beginning. They simply had to get name recognition. I mean, he's a socialist from Vermont. He's a U.S. senator. Most people did not know who he was, and they've created name recognition, no doubt about it. Second thing was, could they galvanize Democrats to see this as a choice between two candidates? You know, there are, you know, five candidates in the race, possibly six now. We'll talk about the addition of another one in the race today. But, you know, why would they see it as this is a choice between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and not Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley and Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee and others? And they've done that, right? So the third phase they have to really do now is build money, create a campaign infrastructure, and show that they can actually win and not just be a protest vote. And that's going to be his challenge this fall.
So what happens if Joe Biden enters the race in 2016? How does that change what's going on in New Hampshire, do you think?
Again, the story is really still about Hillary Clinton. One of the interesting questions about Joe Biden in the spring or in the summer is you have to ask yourself, which camp does he fall into for a Democratic voter? Is he an anti-Hillary vote? So someone who does not like Hillary and might like Bernie Sanders, will they now go with Joe Biden? Or is he establishment? I mean, my goodness, the guy is the sitting vice president of the United States. Polling's pretty clear on this point, though. Joe Biden is part of the establishment. So if Joe Biden is not in this race, Hillary Clinton gets those 16%, probably doesn't get all of it, but gets a number of those voters back, and it helps her grow her lead, helps her get some momentum, even if it's just perceived. Joe Biden race definitely hurts Hillary Clinton.
On to the Republicans. No one has been as hot as Donald Trump. Does history suggest to you that he'll remain atop the Republican field for the next few months?
History is not kind to the Donald. If you go back every summer before the New Hampshire primary, and I've looked back since the 1984 primary, so the summer of 1983, there's always been this candidate of buzz in the summer that eventually does not become the nominee. And so last time you looked at Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry in 2007, it was Mitt Romney. He was really the buzz candidate, but then John McCain came back to become the nominee.
All right, who do you see rising then among the Republicans in New Hampshire? Could it be Jeb Bush, who has certainly a strong foundation of supporters in New Hampshire? Could it be Scott Walker? Could it be John Kasich?
Jeb Bush has really declined a lot, and so has Scott Walker. In fact, Scott Walker probably had the worst summer of any candidate running for president, much worse than Hillary Clinton. But the person on the rise is John Kasich, and the rise of John Kasich has led to somewhat of the decline of Jeb Bush, at least in New Hampshire. And while John Kasich has been going out there doing this on the hustings with town hall meetings and all that, some of this is still artificial, if we're being honest. I mean, he's spent almost $5 million in campaign ads. People in Boston have seen these ads. And he's been unchallenged on the airwaves. So that's what's really been driving a lot of this. But he's in second place now to Donald Trump in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire presidential primary analyst on WBUR, James Pindle of the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot. Talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks for having me.